Now let's spend a few minutes discussing this matter of Bible study. One question that I get asked from time to time is, what translation should I use? Now, I realize that there are many people who believe that the King James Version is the only translation that's acceptable for a Christian to use. I respect that opinion, and if that's how you feel, feel free to ignore what I'm going to say here, although I think it's pretty important. The King James translation is a wonderful translation of the Bible. It's been with us for several hundred years, and God has certainly used it in a powerful way through the centuries. It's important to understand that the Bible was originally written primarily in two languages. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and the New Testament was written in Greek. Through the years, men who love God, who are Bible students and Bible scholars, who have taken the time to learn the languages of Hebrew and Greek, have attempted to translate the Bible into English, so that we who do not speak Hebrew and Greek very well can read the Bible. In the same way, there are people who speak German, and there are people who speak Japanese and French and Dutch and Portuguese and Spanish who don't speak any other language. So translators have translated the Bible from Hebrew and from Greek into many, many different languages. English is one of them, and we thank God for these Bible translators. Now, through the years, I have read from many different translations, and what I have learned is that the truths of the Bible are essentially the same from translation to translation. I cannot tell you a single doctrine that is different from one translation to another. However, if you feel most comfortable with the King James Version, then by all means use the King James Version. My encouragement and counsel to you would be, you're going to have to do some extra word study if you're going to use the King James Version, because some of the English words have changed their meaning in the past few hundred years and no longer mean what they meant when the King James translators translated the Bible in 1611. For example, just as one of many, many examples, the word conversation. When we use the word conversation, we usually mean a talk, communicating by talking. But in the King James translation, when the word conversation is used, it translates a Greek word which basically means manner of life, the way we live. It has a much broader meaning. The word has changed through the years, the English word has. Therefore, when you study the King James, you have to be very sensitive to the fact that some of the words may mean something different now than they did in 1611. Some of the words that were used in 1611 are no longer used today, so there will be words you will see in the King James Version that you will not find in the English language today. At least you won't find them very often. So my counsel is, if you feel comfortable with it, is to find a translation that is done by godly men who have tried to be faithful to the Greek and the Hebrew, and study the Bible both with the King James and with another translation or two. I think you will probably find yourself understanding the Scripture a lot more clearly if you use more than one translation. Another issue involving Bible study is the question of whether or not it's okay to write in your Bible, to mark your Bible. Through the years, I've run across some people who feel like that Bible is such a holy book, you should not mark in it. I believe the best students of God's Word are people who mark their Bibles. I know there are some people who find that difficult because they perceive the book to be so holy. I certainly believe the Bible is holy. It's God's book. But having said that, I believe God is very pleased when we take His holy Word so seriously that we are willing to make notes in the margin, to remind us of a truth that He's shown us, or underline words that are key words in His Scripture, or mark verses that we need to memorize. I believe God's pleased when we mark His Word in a very reverent and studious way. If it's a problem for you, maybe you could find a compromise by having one Bible that you don't mark in. Then you could have another Bible that you might call your study Bible, where you felt more comfortable about underlining verses that were key verses, making notes in the margin of the Bible to help you grow in your knowledge and understanding of God's Word. If you've never studied the Bible much at all, or even if you have studied the Bible quite a bit, one of the best places to start an intensive Bible study is with the Gospel of John. Bible students of all ages and all degrees of maturity have found it to be a book with very profound truth and teaching that makes a powerful Bible study. However, if you want to choose another book, that's great. Go for it. You may want to choose a different book, but let me warn you, there are some books that require an understanding of other parts of the Bible before you launch into a study of that book. And it can be very frustrating and confusing first time through if you've not studied the Bible a whole lot. Another possibility for starters would be the combination of Luke and Acts. Luke and Acts were both written by Luke, and the book of Luke takes you through the life of Christ up to His resurrection from the dead, and then the book of Acts picks up right where Luke leaves off and discusses what it was like in the early church, in the early New Testament church, just after Jesus rose again and after the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. So Luke and Acts go together like a book written in two parts. In any case, wherever you choose to start your Bible study, I would encourage you to have a time set aside every day when you're going to read just a little bit more. And as you read, read very carefully and very slowly and very prayerfully. You might want to have a notebook handy so you can make some notes as you read. And for example, you might come across words you don't understand. You might put a question mark there. You might have whole verses that you don't know what it means, what he's talking about. You might put a question mark there. That would be a good thing to mention to your mentor or to your friend in Christ next time you have a chance to talk with them. Say, look, I was reading here in John and I read this and I don't quite understand what it means, or I don't know what this word means. That's part of having a teachable spirit, and it's a wonderful way to study the Bible. Just make little question marks and maybe underline words that you need to do some more study on. If you've got more than one translation, you might compare the differences. Sometimes it might be good, for example, just to compare what the differences in the words might be between the two translations, and then maybe to ask a mentor if he can shed any light on the differences and distinction between those two words and what the Greek word or the Hebrew word might be that lies behind that translation. And it'd be a good study. Now, let me just warn you that even people who've been in the Lord for many, many years, people who've grown a lot in Christ, don't have all the answers. And sometimes when you ask your mentor what something means, the mentor will have to say, you know, I'll have to get back with you on that. Let me do some more study on that. Nothing wrong with that. We're all growing. We all have a lot of learning to do. I highly recommend that as you work through your study, that you make a few notes as you go in a notebook of some kind. It doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just a simple notebook to jot down a few of your thoughts as you work your way verse by verse through the book you're studying. I would highly recommend that when you start your study each day, that you simply start with a brief prayer and say, Father, I'm here to study your word. Would you please teach me what I need to learn and bring to my attention the thoughts that I need to think as I study your word? And as you study the Bible, read it with an awareness that God's right there with you. You know, you're not studying the Bible by yourself. God's always with you. The Holy Spirit wants to be your teacher, and he'll teach you things from his word. He'll bring to mind things. He'll show you things. He'll give you insights that you'll be surprised about and you'll be pleased about. It'll be exciting to you as you get these different insights. Now, if you're keeping notes, and I strongly recommend that for more than one reason. One reason is that later on you can come back and look at what you've written, and for your own spiritual growth, it'll remind you of things that you would have forgotten otherwise. Another reason is you'll have a handy tool for opportunities you may get in the future to lead a devotion, or to lead a brief Bible study, or to share a scripture thought with someone. You'll have your notes there handy that will help you remember what you've learned. But another thing you can do that will greatly help you do better Bible study is to ask yourself a series of questions. As you read the verse, ask some questions about that verse and then write down your answers on the pad. For example, you could say, is there a promise from God that I need to claim in this verse? You will find that God makes lots of promises in His Word. And when you read through the Bible, you'll come across these promises. You say, what are you talking about? Well, things like He promises peace. He promises joy. He promises an abundant life. He promises strength. He promises wisdom. And on you can go. And you will come across these different promises that God makes. And so in your little notebook, you might write promise and then put a colon and then write down the promise that's found in that particular verse. All right, that's one question. Is there a promise? Another question you might ask yourself is God giving me a command? Is God giving me instructions for how I should live my life? Is there something here for me to obey? And as you read the verse and you meditate on the verse, you might just write in your little notebook, command, colon, and then write what it is that you believe God's telling you that you need to do as a result of that particular Bible verse. One thing I would caution you about as you do this kind of Bible study is don't try to cover too many verses at once. It's real easy to try to cover so much material that you get overwhelmed and there's just too much there to digest. And you'll find yourself getting more out of it if you just take your time and study a few verses and meditate on those verses and make your notes on those verses and then start where you left off the next day or the next time you sit down to do your study and just keep on working your way through. Now, as you work your way through, you will come across some verses that just shine in your mind like a diamond. I mean, it just hits you just so powerfully, so beautifully, and you think, wow, this verse is so good. And those verses, I would encourage you, mark it in your Bible and then maybe copy it down on a 3x5 card and carry it with you and work on memorizing it. There's something powerful about the Holy Spirit using Bible verses that you've memorized in your heart just when you need a word from God. Through the years, you should memorize hundreds of Bible verses. It'll take a while. It'll be slow. That's fine. Just start making progress. Memorize scriptures little by little, one after another. And after you've memorized it, from time to time, you need to come back to the verse you've memorized and re-memorize it. It will gradually get away from you, but you can re-memorize it, and after a while, you will have learned it so well that it will never leave you. You'll have that verse the rest of your life. And believe me, God uses His Word in a powerful way when you've memorized it and gotten it in your heart, and you can meditate on that verse just by bringing it to your mind from time to time. It's a very powerful thing. It will make you strong in Christ. You will soon learn that there are many powerful tools to help you in your Bible study. There have been many, many wonderful books written through the centuries to help Christians study the Bible. Some of them will help you understand the Greek and Hebrew words that lie behind the English words. Strong's Concordance will help you find those things. And also, Strong's Concordance will enable you to look up any word and find where it's used in the Bible. There are books of cross-references that enable you to, when you're studying one particular verse, it'll give you cross-references where other passages in the Bible talk about the same subject you're studying in that verse, and you can find out what the Bible, what else the Bible has to say about that particular subject. There are many Bible study tools, and you might want to spend a little money investing in some of these in a good Christian bookstore. Your mentor will be able to help you pick out some good ones. Remember, there you can waste a lot of money buying books that you're never going to use or books that aren't that useful. So I would suggest that you get some good, solid counsel from someone who's been doing Bible study for many, many years about which books would be the most valuable for you to own. If you've got a computer with a CD-ROM, I can give you a powerful Bible study tool that will help you do an awful lot of study that you would never dream possible. Just amazing what's on the computer now and available in terms of Bible dictionaries and Bible commentaries and cross-references and word studies and topical studies, and it just goes on and on and on. Now, if you're kind of new in this and you haven't done much of this, it can all seem very overwhelming. Just start small and work your way up, and talk with your mentor about different things you could do to improve your Bible study. If you stay at it, if you discipline yourself, the time will come when you'll look back years from now and you'll be thrilled and amazed at what God's done in your life as a result of your studying His Word, and you'll be used by God to help other people who are struggling, who are newer Christians, who don't know the things that God will have shown you through the years. But it is a time of discipline. It takes time, it takes patience, it takes perseverance. But God definitely wants you to grow strong in your study of His Word.